Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys, it's Lakeside, and this is a raid, and we are just so grateful to have you guys hanging out with us today. This is Wardell Putz Jr. from Dynasty the Drummer, and much love to all our friends around the world. May God bless you, and thanks for being The best part is Sold Out Records Radio, as Greg is on vacation, holiday, whatever you guys call it. Enjoy yourself, my brother. Have a great trip, and we'll see you when you get back. Be safe out there. And, man, oh, man, just I want to just give a shout-out to all the listeners. Much love to all you guys, and we really appreciate you very, very much for hanging out with us. And it is Friday, and we kick off the Solar Weekend right here, celebrating the sound of Los Angeles Records. And, man, oh, man, what a great opportunity we get to do this every Friday, right? So my partner, Don Fleming, will be in shortly. But in the meantime, I have another partner on the line, and I'm going to bring her right on in. And that's the lead singer from Dynasty, Miss Nydra Silver's Beard Arsenal. What's up, Nydra?
Hi.
That's a lot of last names.
I got a lot of names.
Got a lot of names. How you been, girl?
I've been fine, happy.
Yes, you are happy. You're grandmama.
Yeah, new grandma. My grandbaby was born June 20th.
That's awesome.
So she's
awesome.
A month old. Huh?
That's awesome.
No, it was July 20th.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, does that mean she's a Leo also?
No, she's a Cancer. Her name's Alea.
Okay. I thought because my sister is July 26th and she's a Leo.
Okay. I think after the 20th or 21st or something, it changes.
Oh, I see. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, only reason why I said that, everybody, is because Nigel's a Leo, and we have so many Leos. I think we have 4 Leos in Dynasty. And so I thought we had it. What's that?
We did,
yeah.
Nida, Linda, Richard, and Pepper.
Right. So, anyway, Nida, you know, I just want to say thank you. I know that you're a busy lady and stuff, and thank you for coming in and blessing us. I can't believe it. I love it when she's here. Now, I told her I wasn't going to say this, but I just got to say this part. You know, Nida was in the... For me, the very, very beginning, she was the first woman after Leon that I got to meet when I got to California, coming from Philadelphia to audition for Dynasty. And she was the first female, as her and Leon were engaged. And so Leon took me back to their place. And so, you know, I tell you, our relationship from that point to now has always been this real tender relationship. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I just want to tell you that I was so fragile because I knew no one. I had no idea what was going on. First time in California. And, you know, and I'm around all these stars all of a sudden. And I'm just like out of space, really out of space. And I just want to say thank you for, you know, taking me under your wings and loving me through all that, because I had no idea what I was dealing with and what I was getting into. So thank you for just looking out for me. I appreciate that all these years later. What about 45?
I had no idea you were coming.
I know.
I just came home from work. There you were.
Oh, my God. See, Leon, the great non-communicator. he was the one that said, just come on. And then when I got there, I was like, I'm here. He's like, what? You what? And so he told me to come. I'm here. Come and get me. It took him an hour or two to come and get me at the bus station. My Lord. Mm-hmm. But anyway, just, you know, I just want to say, you know, thank you so much for all these years, and thank you for, you know, just being just who you are and how you really carry Dynasty on stage all those years. You were just amazing to play behind, to watch, you know, do your thing and just kind of like carry us. And so thanks so much for your professionalism on the stage. And I don't know how did that happen for you. Was it just natural?
What?
just to be that way. You're so comfortable on the stage.
Oh, Linda and I were in a group before, two groups before, one called DeBlanc, called Starfire. So we already had road knowledge, and we already had all the teaching that we could get from John Daniels, our manager and producer. And so we already knew what to do.
No wonder. All right. Well, you know, I promised you I wouldn't keep you long, and so I'm not going to do that. But do you have a favorite Solar song?
Yeah, I do.
You do? What's your favorite song? What's your favorite Solar song?
Well, one of my favorite Solar songs is from Dynasty is Man in Love.
Okay.
I like the song because Leon sung it, and he didn't get to sing a lot, a solo.
Right.
7 months solo. And me and Linda and Will, we sung a few little solos. But Leon didn't, and that song, Man in Love, the lyrics are so beautiful and so sweet. I just like that song.
Yes. All right. So do you have any favorite Solar moments?
Moments?
Yeah. Like maybe, you know, I remember you guys were on stage. Go ahead.
I got to go on the bus with the Whispers. And that was really nice for me because I had a spat with Leon or something. And anyway, I said, I'm not riding on the bus. I'm going Whisper. So I asked the Whisper, should I ride with him? And I rode with him. I was just treated like a queen. They're so such gentlemen. It was so nice. It was such a difference from our little rowdy bus. They would be really cool.
Wait a minute.
And gentlemen, and I liked it. That was a real highlight in my on the tour because the tours were kind of a little rough, being on that tour.
Oh, wow. That's so funny. I didn't know you abandoned us.
Yeah. I'm not driving the bus.
Was it easy to come back to the little raggedy bus after that?
No, I wish I could have stayed with the Whispers, but I had to come back.
Yeah, they are definitely, and it was such a class act. And, you know, when we were on tour, and I enjoyed playing tennis with Walter every time there was a hotel that had a tennis court, we would play, you know, him and I would go outside and play tennis. And
That's cool.
I know. We were looking forward to it. When the hotel didn't have a tennis court, we were like, oh, man, this piece of crap. Wait, how do you not have a tennis court? It was only for us, right? We didn't, nobody else cared about a tennis court but us. But you know, they are about to have their 80th birthday is coming up this month. 80.
Wow.
So this is the
still
thing,
going
Nigel. I know, they're still, I can't believe it. I'm like, these guys are on the stage moving around, doing their steps. I mean, just traveling that much at 80 is a lot. And they do it. They just get up and do it. And so I think that's part of what helps them to keep going. It's like a workout, right? They constantly getting up and going. They're not just sitting still and getting old. Like some of us. They get up and go. Huh?
How long they've been doing it? 60 years, I guess.
I know, because when
they've been doing it since they were in their 20s.
Yes. Wow. When we got with them, they had a whole career before we started even working with them. Because I remember them as little kids. I was a little kid, and they had records out. And then all of a sudden, you know, but when we got with them, they had launched a whole, so they like had two careers. It was a whole nother thing. And so, but anyway, I just want to wish them you know, happy birthday to the twins. God bless you guys, and thank you for blessing. Yeah, yes, absolutely. And so, Nigel, I'm going to play your song, and I want to say thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being such a beautiful and amazing woman. Love you very, very much, and God really...
Thank you to the audience, too. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being there for us, and thank you for giving us the energy that we needed, positive energy, and we love you still. And I didn't know it, but when my birthday came, all kind of people wished me happy birthday, and I'm like, wow, that just really makes you feel good.
I know it. I know. And so many people on the radio here called us happy birthday to you. Called I tried you, but you were busy with your grandbaby. She was like, I ain't got time to talk to you. I got my baby. And so, man, oh, man, I'm so happy for you and your son and your brand new grandbaby. I just wish you guys all the best.
Yeah, we're going to have her blessed this weekend at church.
Oh, look. Look at that. I tell you, they stay busy. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm going to play this song and dedicate it to you from Dynasty as A Man in Love with featuring Leon Silvers on vocals. Anything else in closing, sweetheart?
Have a great time today and always. And tell your wife
hi. Okay. God bless you guys. We'll be right back. Bye, Nidra.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
You're asking me why this smile's on my face. Well, that's something that I just cannot hide. Look back every trace. How wonderful life's been with me. And there's my reason why.
Nigel, you're still there. I was just getting ready to go to the next song, but how you feeling after hearing that?
Oh, memories. Memories, bring back memories.
Bring back memories, yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was emotional for me because I just remember we were having so much fun when we were recording. It was so busy all the time. We were always in that studio. We lived in that studio. We lived at, mm-hmm. at Goldenberg as well, right? We lived
in Goldenberg.
Yes, we were always, I mean, it was a mission. Every day we get up to go to the studio. It was on and on and on. And so, and then going on the road, Nigel, and being able to experience, you know, the people's response. Because in the studio, we're just recording all these songs and we see they're going up the charts and they're doing well and everyone's happy. But to actually feel the physical response from the people was a whole nother dynamic. It was a whole, like, whoa, this is crazy. We didn't realize.
Not only from Dynasty, though. Not only from Dynasty, from
Shalimar,
the Whispers, Lakeside.
All of them.
And,
Yeah, all the groups. So, like I said, it was Dynasty on this first Solar Galaxy of Stars tour. It was Dynasty, Lakeside, Shalimar, and the Whispers. And
right.
the one thing that they all had in common is that Dynasty did the music for them, except
right.
for Lakeside. Except for Lakeside, they had their own band. But we did for the Whispers and for Shalimar and Dynasty. We did the music, so we
but
all.
Leon produced the Lakeside's first record. Leon produced Lakeside's
right.
first record.
Exactly, it's all the way live, and so
mm-hmm.
and we were. And I remember, you know, people were like, well, this is, you remember, Nigel, I got to play with both groups.
Right.
Did that make you proud as a mama?
Yeah, it made me proud.
I was, because I played with Dynasty, and then I go sit out there and watch Lakeside, and I was really learning, like, wow, look at these, they're like showing us how it's done, because they were out there like you were with Linda before, and so they had been
mm-hmm.
doing this for a long time, and for me, it was the first time around, and I'm watching and learning, and then I get to go back on the stage and do it again with Shalimar. And, you know, it was just so much, what an opportunity it was for a young man out of Philadelphia that never had anything like this in his life. And so for me, I was just really blown away. I was so happy. I was so blessed. And just the people, the way they responded to all the songs that we did, that we played on, that we wrote, that Leon produced, you know, because Leon was the sound of Los Angeles Records and still is as far
right.
as I'm concerned. He is that sound. We all were just, you know, things that he used in the kitchen. We were the ingredients, and he would bring this and put that, a little bit of this, little of that, little of this, and bring it all together and make it what it was and serve it on the platter of the charts. And you guys just sent it flying up the charts, and we were all blessed because of it. So once again, I have to take my hat off to Leon, which I always do, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
mm-hmm.
so I hear myself. I just want to say thank you again, Nidra, for, you know, just
oh,
a wonderful
welcome.
Time, a wonderful experience, you know, for blessing me, for being my sister, for being my mother, for being just the best, you know, friend that a person could have. And so you've always been there. You still are there. And I love you so
right.
much for it.
And one thing I want to add is that we were so blessed by God because nobody got sick. Nobody
that's
got
true.
Sick. And we weren't late. We never was late to a show. So
yeah, but do you remember our bus caught on fire?
No,
our
I don't.
Bus? You remember that,
mm-mm.
yeah, because you were probably in one of the limos, and we were in the bus.
Yeah.
And I think now I know why she was in a limo, because she rode with the Whispers. She's like, I don't want to ride in the bus anymore. I got too much class. she learned from the Whispers. Oh, yeah. So she's riding in the limos. We were on the bus, and we were in man, Indiana. We were in Indiana, and the bus caught on fire, and the engine's in the back, and we all jumped out the bus. It's wintertime, and we jumped out the bus and to see what that smoke was. He lifted that thing up, and we saw the smoke coming out the engine, and we just grabbed snow and started throwing snow on the engine, and we put it out.
Wow.
And so there's some great memories back there. We had you know, a wonderful time. That was Gravedigger. And so that shout out to you, Julian, from Detroit, Michigan. That's her guy right there. Do you know that, you know, Julie, you remember Julian, right? She called and talked mm-hmm. to you one time. Right? Well, she was friends with Gravedigger. So even after the tour was over, she would go and do things with Gravedigger. I mean, Gravedigger would call them when he came in town and say, hey, y'all want to come to the show? He's in the show. And they would go hang out with him in the different shows and stuff. And so they had a really good relationship. He was really good to them. And unfortunately, mm-hmm. we lost him along the way as well. So, but you know, they really enjoyed him even after, you know, we had finished with the road with him. So, right. But anyway, guys. So this is good. I'm so glad to be able to share these moments with you, Niger. Anything else that comes to mind?
I just kind of wanted to congratulate Jeffrey Daniels. He got married and he had a baby.
Oh, so yeah.
I think he had a birthday recently, too.
Yeah, we just celebrated his birthday on the radio, and him and his brand new daughter were born on the same day. How about that? For a birthday gift.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. yeah, so that's so sweet. And so,
Ricky. I want to congratulate Ricky for his guitar.
Ricky. Okay, so Ricky Free Smith. Now, this is the thing. I want y'all to pay attention. Ricky Free Smith was the keyboard player for Dynasty. He also played drums for the Silvers. That's how talented he is. He played, and now he's the bass player for More Stay in the Time. I mean, he moves around. He can play multiple instruments. And so, but he's been with Morris for many years. And so he is also has an endorsement with Schecter Guitars. And now he has a new bass that just got released, I think, about a week ago. And so it's Free Sickle. And so you guys, if you're interested, Ricky Free Smith, I'm going to have him on one of these days to talk about it and stuff. So we're so proud of him. And awesome. Thanks, Niger, for that one, too. Anything mm-hmm. else? Linda just had a birthday right before yours, right? And so many birthdays. My birthday's coming up in October, if you want to give me something.
Yeah, that's right. Halloween, baby.
Halloween, baby. That's right. I'm going to see Freeze. He's with the time. I'm going to see them on the 21st of October, my daughter's birthday. I'm going to see them in Austin, Texas. They're going to be in Austin, Texas. So I'm going to go and see.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I think we kind of got it covered. Chuck Gentry just had a birthday as well. And so happy birthday to Mr. Chuck Gentry again. And it's all good. And so much love to you, sweetheart. And, it's burning up out here. I don't know what the temperature's like over there in California.
It's not too hot. It's about 80. In the 80s, mid-80s.
Yeah, that's hot for California, yeah. Well, enjoy and take care of yourself. And I love you much. And I'll be playing some more Dynasty songs. And tell me another one of your Dynasty songs that you want me to play later.
You're My Angel.
Why do you like that song so much?
It reminds me of my mom.
Oh, really?
It reminds me of my mom.
Uh-huh. Aw. That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom was the sweetest.
And I used to call Lyndon for to sing it to me. When I get sad, I call her and I say, would you sing it for me? And she would.
Wow. That's sweet. That's sweet. Well, if you need me to sing anything for you, just give me a call.
No, thank you. No, you can sing. You can sing good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I wish I could sing. Yes, did you know Howard Huey gave me singing lessons?
Oh, good. All right.
Now, I'm not talking recently. I mean, a long time
okay.
ago. And it didn't work. It didn't work. I think he gave me a total of about 7 lessons. And then we realized, this is not going to happen. No matter what.
He has a gift. He definitely has a gift.
Yes. And, you know, he's been really, really good to me, Nigel, because I call him wherever he is in the world. And, you know, we have friends around the world that listen to Solar Records Radio. And if they're going through something, I would set up with Howard. I said, can you have them, you know, meet with them and talk to them and pray with them, have them come backstage. Maybe. And he would always do it. He always does it.
Yeah. He did a Christian song when people weren't really doing that.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, amen. And so, yeah, he was going through a lot at that time. And when he did that song and his mom came out to California and we were all fasting and for Howard because he was going through so much and stuff. And he did that song. It was because God really blessed him in a storm, as he does with so many of us, and definitely with me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book that's getting ready to come out that's going to tell my story, how God saved me in the storm as well. But anyway, I love you, and thank you so much. You're so gracious.
You're welcome.
I was thinking I was going to have you on for
day.
Huh?
I said, have a great day today.
Okay, for sure. Enjoy your solar weekend, dear, and enjoy that grandbaby. All right.
Okay,
and
I will. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too, Nidra. See you later.
All right.
And
okay,
this is
bye-bye.
Another song that we did. And oh, my. This is the one we did for Shalimar called Full of Fire. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
can't keep us apart. You're engraved in my heart. Do you hear me? Pretty lady, want you to hear me what I say. Yeah, yeah.
And the dance is there.
the same way too. See, I've waited all night long just to dance with you. And when you touched my hand, I knew you were the man to turn my world around and make my dreams.
Guys, man, oh man, I was going into this thing, the love zone just slipping up on me, and then all of a sudden I noticed Dawn's in the background too. What's up, Dawn?
Hey, Dawn. Hey.
You miss Nydra. You miss Nydra. Nydra Beard,
dude.
Nydra Silvers was here for the first half an hour, almost 40 minutes. And we just got off the phone, and she was just great, man, just sharing all kind of stuff.
Oh, man, you know what? I just got bad timing.
Well, you're not a drummer, but it's all right. It's all good, my brother.
Yeah,
you are here. You're here now. And that's all that matters. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, man. Just you know, enjoying this, trying to enjoy the kickoff of the solar weekend here. It's so hot outside that, you know, it's just, you know, when I looked at the map, you know, the Texas is, it's like the sun is just over Texas only. It's like, what? You look at the temperatures, Texas is in the, you know, triple digits by itself. And it's just sad, crazy temperature. So you good though? Everything's good?
I'm good. I was checking out the news and whatnot, and I found out that, and I know this was from a couple of days ago, but there's been like these stories about it. But the guy at the time who was the leader of the Proud Boys got 22 years in prison, and here's the crazy part. He's Afro-Cuban. You know, so
yeah.
You can't make this stuff up, man. It's like the black dude got the most time, and here's the crazy part: he wasn't even there. You know, he was told to stay out of D.C. because I guess a week or a couple of weeks earlier, he burned a Black Lives Matter flag from a black church in D.C. So it wasn't even on that. It was just the conspiring of January 6th that he got indicted for. The people who were there and still got charged for conspiracy, they got 17 years. One guy got 17 years. Now, granted, the prosecutors wanted more. The prosecutors wanted 30-plus years.
Right,
but they only got 17. I think one guy got 14. One guy got, a couple of them got, I think, 12 to 14 years. This, quote-unquote, brother got 22 years. So, I'm not trying to laugh, but it's just crazy to me. You know, it's like you wanted to be a part of a faction that really didn't give a rat patoot about you. You became this high-ranking Proud Boy, whatever this group's called, and now they are really convicting your black counterpart. You got 22 years, the most out of any one of these Proud Boys that's been, you know, that had any inkling of responsibility for what happened on January 6th. And he's the only one that got 22 years. The irony does not miss me, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, yes. Man, I know it's Friday, but I had to add that. We're celebrating the legacy of Solar. Trying to segue that, but I just wanted to just add that. That's just, I don't know. I can't believe it.
Yeah. It is ugly. It's ugly. And, you know, that was black-on-black crime, too, and that he got charged for. And not to be in the city when the crime actually happened. They knew he wasn't there, but yet he got the most time. That is the strangest thing. That's so strange. He got the most time. Man.
If he wasn't down,
he probably got the 33 years.
Well, what's the word? And what's that saying? He got that FAFO treatment. He messed around and found out.
Oh,
but
wow.
Instead of he got the found out part real quick.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the news update from Don Flynn.
I'm sorry for the listeners. If you're listening to anyone, if anyone's out there listening, I apologize. Shout out to Julian. Shout out to Kimberly and all of
Sugar.
Us that's listening. You know. Oh, yeah, she's listening.
Sugar?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cool. But yeah, this is so... It's so crazy because you used a certain level of privilege. You tried to get away by using a certain level of their privilege, but it backfired on you because, you know, and the irony does not fall on me that the brother got the most time. I'm laughing because I'm in disbelief about the whole scheme of what happened, you know.
Yeah.
This guy was dirty as a barrel of, is just crooked as a barrel of snakes. But, yeah, you know, everyone else that was in there, that was breaking down the windows, that took pictures, that, you know, rubbed their bodily fluids on the walls and excrements and all of that stuff, you know, They got maybe 2 years, you know, a couple of them got, you know, a few months and all of that. But the main masterminds, for lack of a better word, masterminds, these guys wasn't too much of a mastermind, but in the context of this conversation, these are the ones that got the 10 plus years. And this brother happened to get 22. But we'll see how this unfolds, especially what's going to happen to old 45 in March.
Wow! All right, my goodness. Well, we got our news update. Jesus.
Hey!
It's all good in the hood. Man, oh man, that's just it's a crazy world out there, and so that's why we are doing music. We are just trying to stay optimistic and stay away from it's because the world is dark. And the guy that climbed up the wall the other day and got out of prison, out of the same hole that somebody got out 2 weeks ago, makes no sense that this guy could just go and do the same escape. And y'all figure out, okay, we just can't let him over there. Hello? After the first escape, you should have figured that out. It's like, you need to be fired, sir. You are not a good warden here. And, we decided we're not going to let them over. But the people's life are at risk. This guy is still out there. He has nothing to lose. He killed his girlfriend. He's going to jail for life. And now he's running for his life. So anybody that gets in his way, he's going to kill them too. Because you decided to just leave a bad situation the way it was. It's just it's so much stupid stuff that happens. You know, and then those same people that do that stupid stuff go out and support crazy politicians. Yep. All right, guys. Cuckoo birds. Yes. So let's get going here.
You got me using that in the lexicon now. Since you said cuckoo birds, now you got me saying cuckoo birds.
What?
But
John, are you ready to do the next block?
And, you know, I am in the system. Let's see.
System. I can start it if you want.
Oh, by the way, man, I just want to let the listeners know, man, it was a friend of mine. As a matter of fact, he was a part of the system, and he was a part of his own group called Attitude. Chris Kello passed away from the system. So I just wanted to, for all of those out there, you know, who are friends with him or friends with him on social media and things like that, I will send my condolences to you and whatnot. He was just an amazing person. Was going to have him on my radio show a long time ago to talk about, his group Attitude once he broke off from the system. And we never really kind of got it, got a chance to work together. But, you know, we talked every now and then. But I just found out through Mick Murphy's page, Mick Murphy from the system, that Chris Kello has passed away. So I want to send my condolences to all of the family members and friends, and definitely want to keep them in our prayers.
Yeah, sorry about that. Wow. Okay, man. That's bad.
I know, man. I brought some news to you, and then I brought some news to you. So I'm just a ray of sunshine today. But I know Chris was funny. You know, Chris was a funny guy, and the thing is, it's like you're not gonna mourn, mourn on the passing, celebrate the living and his legacy and what he left. And like I said, he was a funny dude, man. He went in my messages and was sending me TikTok stuff, man. And I'm just like, dude, you are hilarious. But sending a shout out to him. But I want to go ahead, if it's okay with you. We try to do stuff solar, and we play solar music and we play things that are kind of solar esque and solar inspired. But I want to go ahead and play this one. One of my favorite songs, of course, rest in peace to Chris Kello, of course, the lead singer of the group. He branched off from the system and formed this group called Attitude. I'm looking for it right now. I'm sorry, man. This is one of those days. But, man, I want to take you guys back to 1983 and just remember this song. It's called I Want to Get to Know You Better. This is from the group Attitude. Rest in peace, Chris. You guys keep it locked right here, celebrating the legacy of Solar on Solar Records Radio.
What's your name?
Man, that has to be one of the smoothest songs. I mean, for real. That is music from Howard Hewitt, of course, from the I Commit to Love album, 1986 classic, I'm For Real. Man, what else, how did you feel when you first heard that song, when Howard went solo and did his thing? Man, that song was just amazing. I Commit to Love, shout out to Stanley Clark on that album also. Wow.
Well, I had no doubts in Howard's ability to do exactly what he did. So for me, it was just like, here we go. It's just continuation. Look what Jody Watley did, right? She did her thing. And why would we think any less of Howard? And so it was just beautiful. To watch, you know, everybody separate and do their own thing. And so it's what, you know, watching our brothers and sisters move on. You know, we all grew up in the house, the solar house together, and then it was time to move on and do your own thing and go to get your own homes. And so that's what everybody did. And I'm very happy.
I like that analogy. I like the way you made it an analogy on that one, man. I really did. Of course, before that, what I played before Howard Hewitt, music from the group The Boys from 1988, produced by, of course, Babyface and Daryl Simmons, Down My Heart, and, of course, started off the block. Again, rest in peace to Chris Kello, lead singer of the group Attitude. I had to hook that up. I want to get to know you better from 1983. We got about another 43 minutes left of the show. Wardell, what you got, man? It's I'm here with you, so we chilling. It's all good. Kicking off this weekend.
Absolutely, and here we go on Solar Records Radio. We just want to keep it moving, and we're going to have a good time. So we're going to lift it up a little bit right here. This is the Silvers, Old School in the house. My goodness. There's some place.
seen by me. You look good to me. Body lovely, sexy body.
Great song, great song. That's Lakeside right there, y'all. Y'all know Otis's voice, that falsetto up in there. Man, oh man, what a blessing it is. Anyway, guys, we got about another 29 minutes left in the show. But I love everything you do. Oh man, I haven't played that song much, and I forgot who told me about that song. And I said, oh, yes, I love everything you do. I love that song. What's up, Don Fleming?
I'm good, man. I heard you play Body Talk on this block, too.
Oh, yeah, that's the deal, doing their thing. And we started off the block with the Silvers. And so it's just, you know, there's so many, you know, like, okay, so like most of the stuff I try to play is like their hits. But they had so many songs that didn't come out, right? And so, I love everything you do. I don't ever remember that song, but I love that song. Oh, I love that song. Such a nice hook. Yes. Anyway, all right, so I'm a little taken back. Much love to all of our listeners. We love it when you're hanging out with us, too. So God bless you, and thank you so much. And so it's just Don and I, because Greg's on vacation, so we're doing what we got to do here. And you know, really enjoy switching up. I had so much fun on Don's show last night. I didn't want to get off. And I had so much fun. I was like, man, the evening show, you can get into the lower romantic, oh baby,
you know, I think you're doing that because I have somewhat of a Quiet Storm voice, but at the same time I do try to keep it lively. I have a lively voice and I have a Quiet Storm voice, and the nighttime, that transitioning into night, from evening to night, you know, it's perfect for me. So, and it gets me in a certain mood. So I get what you're saying.
Oh my goodness, it is good. And you know, because it's really, it's so, for me, love is serious, and I take it serious. And so when we're playing these love songs and I'm listening to the words on the love songs, it really takes me to those places. And there's some people, you know, some people are really moved by these songs. So you have to really, you know, treat it that way. And so it's just a great opportunity to minister in love, you know, and so that's what we do when we get those moments. And last night, just being able to sit in, you know, for as much time as you gave me, I was just like getting more and more and more into it. I was like, and then when Don came back, I was like, what are you doing, man?
What you doing back? I'm like, man, enjoy. Let me go back and find something else to eat.
Of course he was eating, of course. Oh man. So anyway, anything else on your heart, man?
I love growing up in the era that I did. I grew up in the, you know, in the late, I grew up throughout the 80s, but coming up as a toddler in the late 70s and whatnot, that's around the time that you absorb everything, you know. When you hear your mom make a cuss word, you be like, ooh, you cuss, you know, it's that moment. And the music was no different. So when you think about Saturday morning, and of course what you hear in the background, you hear the theme from Soul Train, which was from the Whispers, you know, up on Soul Train from their Imagination album. So I think about those Saturdays cleaning the house, cutting the grass, but making time for Soul Train, and I just want to hear, do you have a good Soul Train memory performing on the show? I heard the stories about the fried chicken. I've heard the stories about how small it was in there. Do you have a good, for all the new listeners out there, for any listeners out there and whatnot, Do you have any good Soul Train memories?
I don't know how good it is. I don't know how good this is, but the one of the things that come to mind is that back then, and this is, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, I'm trying to give defense to all the brothers that were wearing shorts before Jordan came with the long shorts. Our shorts was so short, you know, before Jordan dropped it, you know, down to the knees. And so just think about Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. Those shorts, we had short shorts. And so I remember we were getting ready to record on Soul Train, and I had my short shorts on. They white, with a white tight gymnastic shirt, white shorts, white socks, white shoes. And I was ready with my white wristbands and everything, and Don was like, "What's going on here?" And I said, "What are you?"
Cornelius.
He says, "Yeah, Don Cornelius, like, mess with me, like, well, you know, you can't wear that on the show, right?" And I was like, "What?" And he started laughing. He said, "I'm just messing with you, Wardell. I'm just messing with you." I was like, "Oh, okay." And so when we were up on the stage and we had played a song, and then we went into the interview, and so they were talking to Leon and stuff, and then he mentioned my shorts. He says, "Did you see the shorts that Wardell?" Oh, man, I was so embarrassed. I was like, "Lord have mercy." But we just, you know, they were short shorts, though. I'm just kind of embarrassed now because they don't exist anymore. We don't wear those anymore, so it's embarrassing. It's like, I remember when we flash back to those psychedelic pants and stuff we used to wear, and then I was like, "Oh no, don't show that picture. Throw that picture away, Mom. I don't want that. That memory is a bad memory." Because they stopped wearing that kind of stuff. But you know, things do come back around. So, but some things you just don't want. Some things you just don't want to come around. So for me, that memory keeps popping up in my head when you talk about Soul Train, because, you know, Don Cornelius just really, he put me on the spot bad, man. And I just met the guy. I mean, it wasn't like we were friends. we were hanging out in the bathroom. I was doing my afro. I had this giant afro. I was fixing my afro. He's like, you know you can't wear those shorts on stage. I mean, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Willis?
Yeah, man, oh, man. But, yeah, so we had great. And, you know, just being at the station, you know, being there, you know, everything was, it was well organized with cameras everywhere. People were very kind. They were organized. The dancers were organized. They had their spot. They knew when to go in. They knew when to stand back. And it was just so coordinated for everybody. And they would count it down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then they start the song. And then we were not live. We were lip syncing. Mm-hmm. But it was hard for me to do that playing drums. So I was playing.
Yeah.
I really was playing while everybody else was faking the funk. And so we had a good time. We did good.
Yeah, man, it was, and to add on that, man, it was a rarity for Don to have live performances because it was budget issues, you know, pertaining to the show and what the big wigs give him or whatever. But there were a few, you know,
live shows in the beginning. Yeah, and as time went, it was less live shows because it was when you do live shows, that's a lot. Yeah, you got to make sure all the sound
and it's a lot of money.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and so now you're not just paying for the artist to come, but you're also paying for the musicians to come. It's a lot. You got to pay for the hotels, the limos and all that stuff to get everybody there. And it was a lot of food. But then, you know, like, so with Shalimar, they just showed up, just them three, right? And they played the record. It was so much simpler. It's like, hey, we got to keep it simple like this, you know. But when groups like Dynasty and Lakeside and Midnight Star came, they had to bring the whole band because that's what we were. We were a band. you know, with singers. We were a band with singers. And so, but anyway, that be it. That's it. That's it. We got 20 minutes left in the show. Don't forget tomorrow, Solar Wants to Dance. It is Saturday. I'm going to be on the road. I have a big thing going on in Houston tomorrow, so I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. We'll find out from Don Fleming later. But I'm going to be, I'll be in Houston. I have a writing a thing to do with some students, some kids. So that's going to be a lot of fun. My publisher, Steve, set this up. And so just going out there, we'll be out there all day. So, but I'll be able to call in if Don's there. And if not, you know, we're going to have something will happen. 1 p.m. Eastern, I mean 2 p.m. Eastern, not 3 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. On Saturdays, it's 2 p.m., so an hour earlier. All right, so guys, tune in, hang out with us. We love you and appreciate you. And so, Don, you want to do something, or Don, you want me to take it?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, the legacy of Solar. We talk about all of those who inspired, that were inspired by Solar and got their start at Solar. And, you know, this is a perfect time for me to play some SOS bands. You know, we talked about the Black Godfather. You know, we talked about Clarence Avon and his influence and you know, with him and Dick Griffey, and then, you know, getting Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis to do what they did under the tutelage of Leon Silvers. But anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. What you hear in the background from 1984, this is music from the SOS Band, produced by Jimmy and Terry, of course, under the tutelage of our man, Leon Silvers. Of course, this is No One's Gonna Love You. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio. Radio, of course, we're celebrating the legacy of Solar. Of course, it is Friday, and we got 8 minutes left. Of course, going to wrap it up. Music from the Silvers, 1973 classic. Of course, that was Through the Love in My Heart. Of course, started off the block. SOS Band, No One's Gonna Love You, from 1984. Gave you a little Solar inspired right there. So, so almost about that time, man. Final words, man. Final words. What you got for the people?
Hey, y'all. That you went way back. I'm gonna close out this show going way back too, since you did that. But I got my plate of Whispers. This song is called. It's 1965. The Whispers were out in 1965. I told you I was a baby. And so this song is called The Dip. I'm gonna play it for you guys since the dip. Y'all. Come on, baby, I'm gonna dip you down. Oh Lord, have mercy! Dang, I can't believe they had a record out in 1965. No wonder
They had a spanning life. Just a whole career of almost 60 years.
Yes, we think, 57 years, I think it is.
Close to 60 years.
Yes.
And, you know, again, and shout out to the brothers. They're getting ready to celebrate their 80th birthday, and they're still out there doing shows. I got a chance to see them back in 2013 here in Little Rock at the Riverfront Amphitheater. And they were just amazing. of course, LaVell and the twins. Nick, unfortunately, Nick was sick at that time. Of course, we know he went on and passed away a few years later, but he was there, but he was sick and couldn't perform. So definitely a memorable show nonetheless. But 60 years, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a beautiful funeral, too. I went to the funeral of North for Nick, and, you know, it was a beautiful church. So many people were there, executives, all kind of musicians, because Nick was very, very special. And Nick was the leader of the Whispers without it being said. He was just the leader. And he passed on, and that's what the Whispers said when they came up to the microphone at his funeral, that he was the leader.
It was in Oakland, right? Yes.
And so I drove up there with my friend T and Terrence Rucker, and we had it was a nice ride as well. And so, but
yeah, but. Wow, about a six-hour drive, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a drive, but we were good. You know, we were good. We got a nice hotel and we had a really good time. Mom Spencer, and Spencer's mom went all the way up there too for his funeral. So it was definitely a tough time for all of us, a part of Solar, when he left. So, but anyway, guys. Thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us, Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. We just pray that you all have a wonderful and beautiful weekend and stay cool, especially to my friends in Texas. Oh, it's hot. And send us some rain. Pray for rain. We need rain here in Texas. It is hot and dry, and it's been like that for 3 months, 4 months straight. No rain. We haven't had rain since April. It's really sad because the grass just can't do anything. It's just the grass is brown as it can get. And so I do try to water, but it's just I'll just take out, you know, because we have a well. So we don't know how much water is in the well. We don't have a measuring tape on it or anything. But so our water comes from a well. And so I was like, wait a minute. I just better be careful here. And I'm quite sure we share the water well with all of the other, you know, people in the community. Everybody digs their own wells and stuff. So we're all going down to the same source. So anyway, we love you guys. And thank you for, you know, hanging out with us today. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard. And so come hang out. And you guys all take care. Don, you up? We out of here?
We out, man. We out. Close us out. Take us home. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
All right, guys. In 1965, this is the Whispers, and this is called The Dip. Old school in the house. Good night. I'm the one.